Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we have been talking about Mel Gibson. Another recording has been posted. This time it is 8 minutes of Mel Gibson basically threatening to kill his girlfriend, Oksana, saying that she deserved to be punched in the face. There are a ton of curse words in here. We've obviously bleeped them all out, but it's a pretty violent,
it's intense,
rage-filled phone conversation where he's just clearly not making any sense. But I mean, this is very, very intense.
I'm sleeping with a baby. I'm waking up every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to jacuzzi as we agreed.
Who the cares? We agreed nothing. You agreed. You just expect. Go to the damn jacuzzi yourself. Go to the jacuzzi. It's a sin.
I was just. I didn't blame you for anything.
My soul is screaming because you don't have one that joined mine. You have no soul. You can't give up. I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even try.
Goodness.
Oh my God.
You don't care. You don't care.
You just enjoy insulting me. That's all.
You, I so do because you hurt me so bad.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything, and I apologized for nothing. I did not do anything, and I apologized for nothing.
What?
Lil Jon.
Stop. You apologize for nothing?
Stop.
Well, then you're a dishonest.
Stop.
Because you need to apologize for a reason.
I wanted to peace. I wanted to have peace because...
Keep peace.
Because you're unbalanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively, I feel that.
You're unbalanced.
And I will not be patronized by you.
You're
dishonesty and apologizing.
You need medication.
You apologize because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
It's all I'll accept. And if you will not admit that, get the out. Then I will make your damn life miserable. All right?
You need medication.
What?
But yeah,
medication.
I need a woman, not a little girl with a dysfunctional. I need a woman. I don't need medication. You need a bat in the side of the head. All right? How about that? You need a doctor. You need a brain transplant. You need a. You need a soul. I need medication. I need someone who treats me like a man, like a human being, with kindness, who understands what gratitude is because I bend over backwards with my in a knot to do it all for her, and she gives me like a sour look or says I'm mean. The is that? This is mean. Get it? You get it now? What mean is?
I think she gets it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like demonic.
He stresses me out, man.
That's
and you can hear her. I said this yesterday also. She's reeling him in.
Yes.
I mean, this is not the first time that he's done this, and this is what she's decided to do is capture it and expose him. Mm-hmm. So you can hear her reeling him in. But I don't feel any sympathy for him because I'm sure she's had to live a life of this, right?
Well, I mean, she's only been with him how long?
A year. I
mean, you know,
officially a year.
And I repeat this, how I feel bad for his ex-wife, who he was with for 30 years.
Yeah.
Who, you know.
And his children, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a horde of children with her. I mean, yeah, he does need help. I mean, he reaches a certain point of rage, and then he goes nuts. And obviously, he's never had that treated. And, you know, and the fact that he was also an alcoholic at one point, and I don't know if he's still drinking or not, but that would make it even worse. I just cannot, I can't imagine.
The only thing he can say, the only thing to repair the damage is that he's got an illness.
No.
That's the only.
Doesn't matter.
You don't think?
Not at this point.
No, he's too old.
He's too old.
He comes out today and he says, look, I listen. No, nothing.
He would never do that.
No, he just told her that he would take a bat to her head.
But if he was medicated or on drugs while he said that, do you think that the public would accept that?
He would have to already be under a doctor's care, and the doctor would have to come out with him and say he has been battling this for years and we changed his medicines. That was the only way.
So,
if he comes out,
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the defense at all, because he's got nothing.
But he has to have a year's worth of doctor's care. If he comes out and says, I'm going to start seeking treatment, doesn't matter. After the fact, is irrelevant.
He obviously has not had years of doctor's care. He's too old. He's too old to not have taken responsibility for himself by this point, because everybody's got issues. Everybody's got weird things in their life. But you know what? At a certain point in time, you've got to handle it, you know? And he's beyond that.
How is the dude even walking out of his house? You know, because you know, like, all eyes are going to be. He's in L.A. Everybody in L.A. is probably talking about it. How do you even walk out of your house without feeling shame?
Well, doesn't he own that whole compound? Like, he owns, like, a humongous amount of land and this whole, like, kind of compound where he lives and his kids live. And he sort of segregates
himself. He has a church there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No.
You didn't know about his church on his property?
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah. Also, the cops investigating Mel Gibson for the domestic violence have subpoenaed all of these audio tapes. So they've also subpoenaed a DVD that she filed with the court and is under seal. That DVD includes the audio recordings.
It sounds like he is getting what he deserves. Yeah. She said that in the tapes earlier this morning, that you're one of these days, you're going to get yours, man. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to answer for all of this.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's just exposing him to where he has to come to terms with this, you know?
I mean, do you think there is any recovery at all whatsoever? I wonder if his fans, like if people who have loved him for years and watched his movie for years, will be able to forgive him and move on.
I would like to ask that. Let me ask that question right now. That's a good one to ask. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. You're a hardcore Mel Gibson fan. Maybe you had posters of him up when you were younger in the Lethal Weapon movies or something.
You had your Mad Max poster up
on
the wall.
Is there anybody today that is still as passionate a Mel Gibson fan today as you were 2 days ago, that you can separate his personal stuff from his professional stuff?
You say 2 days ago. I just think he's had a decline since his first tirade. Like, I'm shocked there'd be somebody 2 days ago that was a huge... I mean, because all of us in the room are huge Mel Gibson fans. I mean, he's like...
Braveheart is a movie that I would have stopped on every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could say today that I could do that again.
One of the best-looking men in Hollywood for years, and one of the best actors, and, I mean, yeah, it's so disappointing, you know?
Phone lines are lit up right now, so give us a couple of seconds and we'll take some of your calls, but I think there are some people that this doesn't matter.
Wow.
Well, they can separate the film from the person.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up with some TV news for you. Like Melissa mentioned in earlier in the show, Sunday's World Cup final was watched by 24.3 million people in the U.S. on ABC. It was America's most watched soccer game of all time. And FIFA estimates that about 700 million people watched the World Cup final worldwide.
But is that really a big statistic that the U.S. is the biggest watched U.S. soccer game, because we don't really watch soccer?
Well,
I think
24 million
people. It's gaining popularity over time, right?
Yeah, and I think as a fan of soccer and someone that's been trying to recruit people to the sport for the last like 4 weeks, I'm bummed that 24 million people watched that crappy final.
Oh, you wanted it to be more exciting.
Yeah, because they won't watch again, right?
All right, some other TV things for you tonight. The NBA All-Star, or MLB All-Star Game, that is on Fox tonight. America's Got Talent is on NBC with the top 12. The Hills has a series finale, and The City, a second season finale on MTV. And then you can check out musical guest MIA, whose new album, Maya, is out today. She'll be the music guest on with David Letterman tonight. And stick around for the next entertainment buzz because Angelina Jolie says they might want more kids, and she talks about the love of her life. It's coming up in the next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
All right, one Burt Show listener sort of sympathizes with Mel Gibson.
Come
on. We got one.
We got one.
Let's hear him out. Hey, Derek, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Actually, it's Eric. It's not so much that I sympathize. I actually kind of feel for the guy because I have family members that have mental illness they're dealing with. I think that's what's happening here.
Really?
I agree.
I think this guy's got rage issues. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked by the video. Like, when I first saw it on Twitter, Joe Rogan's laughing about, dude, this guy's flipped. He's lost his mind. I'm like, okay, Hollywood, you know, what's new? But then I actually had a chance to see some of the audio, and I heard it on the radio this morning with you guys. And I'm just like, wow, this is almost like a page out of, you know, some of the relatives I've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, on one hand, as a man, I'm like, dude, get a pair and get over it. You're flipping out over something you don't need to flip out over. And then the flip side is, see, then I can come at her because, yeah, she's reeling him in. And I almost feel like she's kind of baiting him.
She is, but
yeah,
she's
gone
through
a
year of this.
She's trying to expose this. Right. Now, I agree that there's some mental illness going on. I mean, I definitely agree with that. But this, it reminds me of our conversation about Lindsay Lohan. Mel Gibson and Lindsay Lohan, to me, are the same person because mm-hmm. they're in Hollywood. They've been protected for so long. Mm-hmm. And Mel Gibson has not been pressured or pushed or whatever to get help for his mental illness, just like Lindsay Lohan is not taking responsibility for herself. It's almost as if these people who are in a privileged position can't function in normal society.
I think there are a lot of people with Derek Eric's attitude
that's going to lose it on you.
That would say that if he came out tomorrow and said, or a doctor, like Jeff said, came out and said, yes, he has a mental illness, then people in the long run would forgive him for what he's doing right now.
I don't know. I think the difference when Melissa was making the Lindsay Lohan comparison, I understand what you're saying in those similarities, but she is just hurting herself, right? She keeps getting in trouble with the law. She's going to have to go to prison, whatever. She's hurting herself. He's being abusive to not only his girlfriend, but also when she was holding their daughter. I mean, he's being, you know, emotionally and verbally, and it sounds like allegedly physically abusive to this other person.
I have never heard that kind of physical abuse before in my life. It's shocking to hear that kind of physical abuse.
You mean verbal abuse?
I mean verbal abuse. I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that
happens
so much.
Laura, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good. I'm never going to go see another Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
have, you know, mental illness in my family. I empathize with that if that's what's happening. But he can hold himself together enough to put multi-million dollar movies out there. Then he can hold himself together not to do something like that. And in my opinion, I would feel it's my moral obligation personally not to support someone who is like that. And I realize that people in Hollywood have their demons and have their problems, and I'm sure there are a lot of movies that I've seen with actors that have bigger problems that I don't know about, but this one's out there in the public. I don't feel right supporting him at this point because I'm not going to give him my money when he's behaving that way.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I mean, to suspend reality, which is really what you have to do when you go into a movie anyway, that's going to be real tough to do.
Well, and I disagree with her that he keeps himself together to make these blockbuster movies. That's where his team is. All his life, that's where his team has been. His agent that was with him for so long that we talked about who passed away. I mean, there are people who have had to hold him together to get through those movies.
Yeah, and probably aren't really shocked by what's happening right now.
Get it? The Burt Show.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Wendy is feeling a little bittersweet about her grandma here.
Yeah, I just came back from Florida. I went down there to celebrate my 25th birthday with my sister, and I don't get to see my grandma a whole bunch because she does live down in Florida, and she is going to be 80 by the end of the month. Well, my grandma has been a smoker all her life. So smoking, I mean, that was a cool thing to do back in her era, was to pick up a cigarette, and it was cool, and it was a social thing that you did. So
you didn't know it was bad for you.
You can't blame old folks, man, if they got like emphysema or lung cancer and stuff, because government wasn't letting them know what was going on.
Right. So
if they knew.
She's been a smoker all her life, was going to quit eventually, but just never did. So she smokes a whole bunch, got diagnosed with emphysema. So now I went and saw her over the weekend, and she's got this breathing tank now, and she's short of breath. And I think it's going to be the last time I saw my grandma was this past weekend. And it's so sad because she keeps smoking. Like, it is cigarette after cigarette after cigarette. And she's talking about dying and all this stuff. And it's just, well, why are you smoking?
I understand the old person mentality at it. It's like, it's not reversible. I'm 80 years old, so why even stop
but
now?
But, like, you can't breathe. I'm like, you're putting one, and I love my grandmother to pieces. I love her. Like, I'm not trying to be harsh on her, but it's just hard to watch somebody you love keep smoking and smoking and smoking, and they're like, I'm going to die.
But it, from their point of view,
like, it's hard because you just want to say, stop. Like, what are you doing? But I'm not going to tell my 80-year-old grandmother that.
But it's not going to reverse it at this point.
Stop smoking won't.
That's like, right, I remember when Jessica's dad was doing the same thing, going in, like, he would go do chemo and stuff like that, and for his emphysema cancer, but would still smoke because
esophageal? Is that what he had?
Yeah. Or what did I say? Emphysema, esophagus, esophageal cancer.
Yep.
And his thinking was he was same thing as your grandma, Wendy. He was 70-something years old and started smoking when he was 14, something like that, 16 years old. So he's like, 55 years of smoking. They're telling me I got a year left to live and I'm going to quit now.
My dad's going through this whole emphysema thing right now. Did I tell you guys about this? That the doctors put him basically in a wheelchair now? Yeah, his emphysema is so bad, but he stopped. He stopped smoking 30 years ago, but he smoked so much when he did that, his lungs are so jacked up now. And the last time I was in Vegas to visit him, we were walking through a hotel lobby to get to a show, and he had to stop four or five times. He just can't walk more than like 100 feet without stopping and breathing heavy and leaning on something. And just like 2 weeks ago, the doctor said, look, something going on in your lungs here, and we don't want you walking. And also, they gave him a wheelchair. And he put it in the garage, and he looked at it for 3 days, and he's like, I can't bring myself to put myself in this wheelchair. I just can't do it. Because there's just not many stages after that. So
it's tough to see, and it's tough to see somebody who's struggling to breathe, but then it's hard at the same time to watch them put another one in their mouth after they just finished a cigarette, like, just to keep going, and you know it's bad for you. You know you're not going to be able to breathe. It's so hard to sit there and watch. And it's probably the reason I've never, ever picked up a cigarette, because I've been through this before with my uncle who had throat cancer from smoking, and he died at a young age. And now to watch my grandmother, who I love so much, just kill herself even more, it's so hard to see.
Why do you feel like it was your last weekend with her?
Because she's not doing very well. I mean, she, like, we had a long sit-down conversation before I left. She's like, I really love you, and I'm always going to, like, look down on you, and I'm going to be with my mom, and it's just heartbreaking to see. And she's sitting there telling me that with a cigarette in her mouth, and it's just so hard because I don't want her to go, because I don't get to go down there that often. and it's my last grandmother, so.
So you felt like she was having the final conversation with you?
Oh, yeah, I think she was. So it's just hard to sit there and see. And if you're smoking right now, this is what happens, and this is the pain you put other people through. It's just hard to see.
It's hard to see. When my wife was trying to quit smoking, this is like I wanted to shake her and go, this is so stupid. Like back in the day, your grandparents just didn't know. Right. Built-in excuse. But my wife is sitting there and she's smoking, and I'm like, this is so irresponsible.
Because smoking is going to kill you, period. Wendy's telling you that. It's not even, yeah, it's not worth it. So
it's not, and I wish I could spend more time with her, but I mean, she'll be fine. My sister's down there with her, and my dad will be down there with her, but I do think that was the last, face-to-face conversation.
That must have been so hard. So did she specifically sit you down to have this last conversation, or did it just sort of organically come up?
It just organically came up, and then I was leaving, and then she started talking about her mom, who passed away years ago, and started just looking at me, how proud she was of me, and that she'll always be there, not to worry about anything, take care of your sister, and you can have this, and you can have that, you can have the dolls, and I want to make sure you know where all the pictures are, so when you come back, you can grab some pictures. I don't think she meant it as, like, a last conversation, but I think she knows that she's
kind of wrapping up her affairs.
She meant it, but didn't mean it.
She had tears in her eyes, and it's so hard to watch an older person start to cry. Mm-hmm. It really is heartbreaking because I don't see her that often.
Hey, Shannon, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, Wendy. Hey, baby. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? My dad died in 06, July 29th, 06, and he died from, it started off with esophageal. Then it ended up spreading all the way down to his colon. He lost 98% of his colon, and we had to go through the prostate thing and all that. So I promise you, I begged for my dad to stop, and he would not. He'd been smoking since he was 12, and he was born in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
It would not stop. He just kept doing what he was doing. But I had my conversation with him, and I just told him that, hey, if you're tired of suffering, we'll handle everything, and you got to live your life. You got to go on. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do because they've been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it still hurts. It hurts like hell. And I love you so much, Wendy.
Oh, thank you.
It's
going to
be all right. I promise it will.
Melissa can speak to this. The first time that you see your parents or your grandparents visually deteriorating, Melissa saw this with her dad, that it's the hardest thing you'll ever see.
Well, yeah, of course. And you know, my father passed away from what initially was smoking, and, you know, and he lived at my grandfather died of emphysema from smoking, mm-hmm. but he was a tobacco farmer. My dad, as a teenager, you know, worked as a tobacco farmer's kid. And so, yeah, it's just, if you're young and smoking, you're just stupid. You're just dumb. Mm-hmm. You're dumb. I don't care if it's hard. I don't care. I don't really care, because the thing is, you're going to die from it. I mean, period. It's just, you know, the people, I think in your grandmother's case, she doesn't want to have to go through the withdrawals here at the end.
Of course.
So I think that, you know, it's one of those things, let her keep her vice, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's going to have the same end. But
we had a call from a nurse here that I couldn't get to that said if she actually stopped smoking now, it would be more harmful than if she continued.
She'd feel worse, I think, at this point.
You know what freaks me out is when you go to the hospital and see the people in front of the doors, the sliding doors, and they always have that line that indicates how far away you can smoke. And you have people out there with oxygen tanks and stuff out in front of the hospital smoking.
Yeah,
they have that tracheotomy thing. This is going to be my last cigarette for sure. I'm quitting next week.
Yeah, it's just, even if you quit, you still end up that way if you've been smoking a long time. So if you're a smoker, it's just dumb. I don't know. We've had the debate on here so many times about smoking and the difficulties of quitting and everything. But, I mean, that's up to you if you want to shorten your life. But just know that you're shortening it for your grandchildren. You're shortening it for your children. Mm-hmm. You know, you're being selfish right now. So,
listen, it's the Burt Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
So a couple of weeks ago, we started a segment called Am I Normal or Am I a Bitch?
Love it.
Save that.
And I think the answer was both.
In a lot of cases, yes.
Yes, normal, and yes, you're a bitch.
We started this with producer Joanna.
Yeah, Joanna came in here and explained to us that when she was single and out on the prowl to meet a new man, she would go out with her girlfriends. And, you know, just like any girlfriend's getting ready together, a girlfriend comes out and says, what do you think of this outfit? Well, and if she looked bad, Joanna would tell her, yeah, you look great. Mm-hmm. And if she looked great, Joanna would say, no, I don't think that looks so good on you. And then she would wear the clothes that looked better to go out so that she would have the leg up on her friends. And so she wanted to know, was she a normal and was she a bitch? And I think we found out, yes, she was both.
Right, because we got a ton of calls from women saying they do the same thing, that they've never confessed it before, but they've done that with their girlfriends. Mm-hmm. But this one almost slipped through the cracks here. This was a Burt Show listener that called during that segment, and this is what I focused on.
My husband, he's good-looking, and he's a law enforcement, and he will put some things on sometimes that I don't typically find attractive, but I love him anyways, and I'll be like, yeah, that looks great. Let's go.
Just so others won't look at him, you do that?
Yeah.
Duh.
But I'm not a biatch. I'm actually really sweet, but I think it's a girl thing.
I got to stomp for a second and say that my butt went numb because I didn't get in any more trouble than when I tried to yell at my mother while she was on the phone. If I tried to get Millie Pete to get off that phone when that phone hung up, boy, I
back
was
of the
in
hand.
Trouble.
Back of the hand.
Man.
And it came out of nowhere. It was like a gun out of a holster.
Yeah, that's one thing you did not interrupt mother on the phone. Anyway, sorry about that.
So here's what I want to ask you guys. Like, have you ever really admitted that you do this, but you really do it? Like, you dress your men down because you don't want other women looking at him. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So he thinks he looks great when he goes out, but you really know he looks kind of dorky.
I feel terrible for these guys. I feel like I do the opposite. Like, I'm trying to help my man with his fashion sense and, like, mm-hmm. to go shopping for him and try to, like, you know, step it up a little bit,
right.
You know? There's a few pair of shoes like he knows he's not supposed to wear in front of me anymore, like the Croc flip flops.
Oh, right. No.
Just don't even put them on in front of me.
Wow.
Just I'm going to pretend like you don't own those. Okay?
That's a bold move making that purchase even.
Oh, they're awful.
You
anyway,
bought those
so,
online, right? Had him sent to a fake address.
Right, or at the airport. It was a quick, you know,
no,
with that little kiosk.
Like, but they're so comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, but they look horrible. So I'm on the opposite side of this whole thing. Like, I want him to dress better, and I'm trying.
This is going to take women that are going to admit that they feel a little insecure about things. That's why we're going to use the voice disguiser on it. But if you're dressing your men down so other women don't look at them, we want to hear from you. Leanne, good morning. You are on the voice disguiser.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Right, driving to work, so.
You're on the voice disguiser. Feel free to be honest with us.
I don't really dress him down. He does a good job of that on his own. Now, I will say, if we're going out somewhere together, then I'll put in my input because I want him to look good then.
Okay.
I don't want people to think I'm going out, you know, with a schmuck. But if he is going out on his own and he's wearing, you know, white tennis shoes with black, knee, you know, not knee socks, but, you know, higher socks, you know, do I look okay? Oh, yeah, sure, totally. Have a great time, babe. Have a good time.
See, that's funny. This is where women are just one step ahead of dudes. So you've actually so when he's out with you, you want him looking great. But when he's on his own, go ahead and let him look like a dork.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, I don't worry about him so much then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I appreciate your honesty.
He's hot. I mean, he's a hot guy. But when I met him, I remember thinking, if we stay together, those black socks are going to disappear. But when he goes out on his own, then I feel a little bit better about him.
I love it.
That's funny.
We'll put you on the voice disguiser. Here is Michelle. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I totally dress down my man, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. There are certain places that it's okay to look really, really good. Like when you're going out to dinner, you can look hot. But if he's just going around day-to-day stuff, I totally dress him down because he works at Firehouse Gym, and it's a gym in Calhoun. And we get, like, a little section of guys that are, like, super buff. And they go around, you know, buffing up their muscles.
Looking all
good. And the women do go there and just gawk and stare. And this is a small town, so they know who these guys are. Uh-huh. And there's, like, five or six of them. They all hang out together. And my boyfriend's one of them. And women are always staring at them. And you know what? It doesn't matter what they wear. So, yeah, it is hard to dress him down. But I totally dress him down.
I want an example. Like, what is one of your, you know, your outfits for him when he's out?
Camouflage. Camouflage is always great.
Oh, what about my guys? You can't do
but
camo.
But he has to wear a shirt underneath it, because if he doesn't wear the shirt underneath it, it's not
great.
See, camouflage really is great. You can't be seen by the animals that you're hunting or attractive women.
Right. And then she said overalls, too, which is never attractive.
But women in the country like that stuff. You got to put on, like, a polo or something, because women like that stuff out in the country in Calhoun.
What about, like, a fluorescent tank top for him to work out in at the gym?
And those
something you'd see through
80s.
That.
And those tiger stripes. Like,
yeah, like the wrestler pants.
Yeah,
parachute pants.
A dude would see through that, right?
I am a bunch of those.
Unless
because
you tell
see
him.
Of guys with those crappy pants on.
You could really do this as an experiment today. Like, you could tell your guy that you think he looks so hot in a certain outfit, and he'll put it on thinking that he's going to get sex when he gets home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can always dangle that carrot out in front of him. So if you tell him those Zubas that you're talking about, those workout.
Oh, baby, those are hot.
And see, and that's part of the plot to get you to dress down is because she will have sex with you in those. And it even further tricks you into thinking that those look good. Because you know what? I got lucky last night. Well, of course you did, because she's not going to let you get laid by anybody else.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I don't necessarily dress my boyfriend down, but he wants to lose weight, and I strategically make him eat things that aren't as healthy because I don't want him to lose weight.
That's an even worse.
He is, and if he lost weight, oh my God, I would have to totally fight women off.
That is even a worse.
That's so shady.
Oh, man.
You can't do that.
So you're giving him vegetables, and so he thinks he's healthy, but you're covering him in butter?
Yes.
Oh, that's messed up.
And his favorite dessert is chocolate cake with chocolate pudding, and I make that for him all the time.
So he's trying to stay away from it, but you're constantly putting it in front of his face?
Yeah.
That's
terrible. That's awful.
You're jacked up. How much weight is he trying to lose?
He only wants to lose like 30 or 40 pounds.
And how long has he been trying to lose that 30 or 40
7
pounds?
7 years.
A long time.
Yeah. Should not help.
This is The Burt Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
It's the Burt Show.
Eileen, right before we left for vacation, knew that she was sort of walking into a hornet's nest vacation-wise.
Well, she knew that she was going to her sister's vacation rental, right? And she was going to be staying in the downstairs basement portion of it.
I don't think she knew she was going to be in the basement, though, did she?
I shouldn't explain this because I wasn't here on the day she called.
And it's not exactly the basement.
Yeah, everybody says basement. I just think it's a house that has multiple levels. Like, it could be a townhouse.
That's I've done this, yeah.
Next to each other.
But the sister didn't know where she was staying in the house. She just knew she was staying there, yeah. And the family was going to get there. And that she was upset because her sister apparently forgot to tell her that there was another family that's going to be there with their children. And so Eileen had told us, well, my husband and I have not had a solo vacation in like 10 years, and this was our chance, and she's mad at her sister. But you know what? Her husband said, suck it up. Let's see how it goes. And let's just go for it. So she went ahead and went to the beach house and shared it with another family.
And didn't go well. This is what she told us yesterday.
We wanted to go to the pool, and there were kids all in the pool, and we wanted to go to the jacuzzi, and they had splashed all the water out, and then they were loud upstairs. My husband finally got so frustrated that he talked to the couple.
Mm-hmm.
It basically consisted of learn how to control your kids.
Oh,
these kids
God,
were crazy.
No.
They were throwing stuff everywhere.
Hell no.
And, you know, I mean, it wouldn't have been a big deal except for these kids were just so rowdy.
Now, keep in mind, these other people were paid renters for the week.
Mm-hmm.
They paid to be there. So Eileen walks up there, her husband walks up there and says, I know that you're paying and everything, but your kids are out of hand.
You got to learn how to control your kids.
Learn how to control your kids.
Come on.
And she's so upset about it that she hasn't talked to her sister, Jill, since she's been back for vacation. Here's Eileen's back. Hey, Eileen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Now, you've had 24 hours to think about it. Most of our listeners yesterday were pretty critical with you, saying that, look, the other family was there. They were paying to be there. You should have sucked it up for the week and just been lucky that you were there. Do you feel that way today, or do you feel as sort of I don't know, rigid about it today as you did yesterday?
Well, no, I did suck it up, and I tried to enjoy my time. But it's those four kids. Those four kids were just so crazy. They ruined my time. That was what it was. And you know what? My sister that we could stay there. And no matter what kind of contract happens, no matter who's paying what, the spoken word is a contract in and of itself. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So legally, you think you had like a verbal agreement with your sister, and she breached it?
Exactly it.
Okay. Well, you were allowed to stay there, but you just can't complain about somebody else's vacation while they're staying there too.
I just want to be totally clear now. So you maintain that your sister put you into the house, and you didn't know anybody was staying there until the week before vacation?
That's exactly it.
And you said your sister thinks that she told you way before that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here is your sister, Jill, who you haven't spoken to since that vacation. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hi, Jill. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Jill, are you the older or the younger sister?
I'm actually younger.
Okay. Melissa raised eyebrows.
No, I didn't do anything. There was no facial expression.
Jill, you haven't spoken with your sister, Eileen, since she used your beach house.
Yeah.
It's, I guess what comes to mind is no good deed goes unpunished. I just feel like I went out of my way for her, and all she did was throw ridiculous things into my face and was disrespectful, really.
Can you describe the situation from your perspective?
Well, it's a beach house. It's a rental property. It's how we have a vacation house for ourselves as a family, but also it's an investment, too. Mm-hmm. So this was a sacrifice on my part. I know that Eileen never goes on vacation. She's always complaining that they don't have money. They never get to go anywhere. You know, I'm always with the kids. So I thought, okay, I'm going to sacrifice this. Because, I mean, this particular basement place for her to stay in the beach house, and it's not. It's when you say basement, you think, you know, dank and damp, gross, underground basement. No, this was, you know, the lower level property. There's three units in the house, and it's actually the best view. It's actually, you know, you're able to see things. You're able to get in and out easier. It was the most private portion of the beach house. That normally goes for $900 for a four-night stay over a holiday weekend.
Wow, that's nice.
So, okay. You know, and I don't mind that. I don't mind that if she was going to have a good time. That was the purpose. And it just all blew up in my face.
Well, the timing of the whole thing seems to be what's at issue here. Your sister says that you put her into the house, and then at the very last minute, you told her that there would be renters above her. Is that true?
I told her that there was a very good chance that if we were going to rent it out to other people to make up for the fact we weren't going to be making money off of it that weekend on that particular unit. So she knew that there was a chance, and we had a couple bites right before I had offered this to her, and I knew it was a holiday weekend, there was going to be a good chance, and then ultimately it did end up getting rented, which is good because we actually made some money that weekend off of it. But it's not her, or especially her husband's right to present themselves as the owner, which is what happened there.
Oh,
you know,
she didn't tell us that.
Marched up to these kids and to this family and scared the crap out of them and said that he was the owner and that they needed to get out on a holiday weekend. You know, at least call me first and let me defuse the situation. You know,
wow.
But
no,
Eileen, you sort of left that part.
Eileen.
You omitted that part out of the story.
Well, I had no idea. That's what he said when he was upstairs. I had no idea that he claimed to be the owner. Is that what he said?
Yes. And they also said that you guys were saying back and forth things to them at the pool. You know, like you know, you need to control your kids. You need to learn how to be a good parent. And, you know, you're a parent. I'm a parent. It's hard. I'm not making excuses for people, but at the same time, there's only so much you can do to control your kids when they're having fun at the pool, you know? I mean, they're going to act up. They're going to have fun, I'd hope.
It's vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the place you're going to be loud and rowdy.
It's just, you know, all I, you know, want to say to Eileen is that if she really wants to go on vacation where there are no children present, then here's a novel idea. Why don't you save up some money and go to a couples-only resort? Because other than that, this is all I can give you right now. I don't have time for this.
Here is Karen. She wants to weigh in on this. Hey, Karen, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Eileen that she's being ridiculous about the whole thing, that she should just be happy that she had a vacation.
You feel that way at all, Eileen? That your sister was sort of giving you this as a gift?
Right, and I did enjoy it. I did enjoy my vacation for a while, but these people should control their kids. No matter how you slice it, there should be some way that somebody can control their children.
Eileen, I mean, you made it seem like you were in the middle of World War III. You know, you were freaking out, and, you know, it's news to me you actually enjoyed yourself because you made it seem like it was the worst thing possible. And I mean, honestly, I never want to do anything like this for you again because it seems like anything I do is never good enough.
Jill, it is good enough, but when you know what, there was World War III upstairs. I had no idea that Adam said that he was the owner. I think that's a terrible, terrible thing, but, you know, people should be able to control their kids when there are other tenants. That's another thing. You know, there can be multiple tenants in one place, but if the main floor has kids who bang around and jump off furniture and do whatever they do, that's fine. But if you like that, but
It's too rowdy. It's too noisy. It's too. Nobody can relax. Nobody can do anything.
Here's my question: Why didn't you call me first and just say, "Hey, you know, they're acting up. I need somebody to intervene. We're trying to, you know, relax here." I would have taken to that just fine, you know. But this, trying to, you know, guilt me into making me feel like I put you in a unsafe and unpleasant situation just makes me feel angry, enraged.
Well, you didn't put me in an unsafe situation. You just put me in an uncomfortable one where I had to handle myself.
Eileen, she was giving you a gift, girl.
Eileen, yeah. I mean, what battle are you fighting, honey? Why are you holding on so tight? This is your little sister, and she gave you a $900 rental property on July 4th for free. Lord.
It's over.
And if I bring the Lord's name into it. No, I'm just
kidding. That means it's serious.
Hey, you guys, there's really not a whole lot to go to the phones about because most are saying... Eileen, you just need to get over it because your sister did you a favor and you sort of knew what you were getting into and you really kind of crossed boundaries when you approached the other family that was renting in the first place. So I'm going to cut this a little bit short because Zac Efron just walked in and his hair looks way too good for us to put him off anymore, okay?
All right.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
See what you've done, Zac Efron?
Yeah, my bad.
All right, you guys. Hopefully we'll talk to you at another time, but work this thing out. Y'all are sisters. This is just a money
it's
vacation
a
thing.
Yeah.
Let it go.
The money's never, ever good to bring into a family. Ever.
All right, y'all.
Thanks. All right.
They're just not going to get along.
Oh, no. She's super bummed, man.
Here, Bird Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're down 20.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.